A word for you from Numbers chapter 11 verse 4. Now the rabble that was among them had a strong craving, and the people of Israel also wept again and said, Oh, that we had meat to eat. Here is the part of their journey where they cause God's anger to be kindled against them. How did it happen? There was that bad influence among them that they were influenced by and refused to deal with. And so the rebel that was complaining soon caused that old yeast, as we hear in Corinthians, to spread among them. The old that spreads into the whole lump of dough, and instead of the newness of life, the rebel seemed to influence the good ones, so-called good, but they turned out to be bad because they allowed themselves to be influenced. Oh, the danger of the rebel, the crowd. Kuyingozi ukulalela uvuqo. Like in the crowds that said that Jesus must be crucified. In fact, it wasn't all the crowds. Remember, many of them had worshipped him as he entered Jerusalem. They had laid down their cloaks, palm leaves, worshipped him as the son of David, etc. But why was the crowd so swayed? It was because the rebel was among them. And that rebel happened to be the leading priests, their religious leaders. They were the rebel. Now, if the leading priests, the Pharisees, the scribes, the Sadducees, etc., had heard what I'm saying now, they'd say, no, we're not the rebel, we are the elite of Israel. Well, the elite can become the rebel. And they can cause the people to have a strong craving, as it says in verse 4, and cause the people to weep, like when finally those spies were sent into Canaan, and they came back, most of them, with bad news, causing the whole of Israel to weep and to be complaining and murmuring once again, to the point that God's anger was so stirred that he said, not one of them shall enter into the promised land, except those two who brought a good report. And this complaining spirit, this strong craving, this rebel influence is still around today because it is stirred up by the devil himself. He still has that influence. Be very careful lest you are stirred up by those who you think are right, and yet they stir you up against God himself.